This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Relationships will throw you curveballs.
Oh, yeah, tough.
They're the big things like finances, kids, sickness. But even the tiny things that you never see coming will cause major issues if you don't handle it the right way.
What happened?
Something I found in my pocket that my wife left there has all kinds of potential for a massive issue, like 15 different ways.
Oh.
And I'm going to be honest. I don't know if this is something only my wife does, or if this is something that women do all the time that nobody talks about.
It got in your jacket.
In my pocket.
You're
hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the show,
watch us talk.
You can log on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. It's the Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. Watch a man get uncomfortable when he wants to criticize his co-host's wife but can't because he's scared of her. All of that brought to you by Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads Brewing, scared of my wife.
Oh.
All right. My wife's at work, so I can tell this story now. I'm leaving for work the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a big puffy vest guy.
Yeah. You like your puffiness.
Yep. So I throw on that puffy vest right there.
All right. Okay.
And I go to put my phone in the pocket.
What's there?
Yep. Well, that moment I didn't notice. I'm in the car, and I go to take my phone out of my pocket to put it on my console, and I feel something else.
Mm.
It's like a piece of cloth.
Oh, all right.
I pull it out, and I discover a pair of my wife's panties.
What?
In my pocket.
How did it get in your...
It's a great
question.
How did
her panties get in your pocket?
I got panties in my pocket, and I don't know how.
Okay.
Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. So my wife steals all my vests, my hoodies, etc. when she wants to be warmer. So that must be how it got
there. Oh, so she wore your vest.
She has worn my vest. She wears this vest all the time. Okay, but
had them panties get in that pocket.
One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
I don't know.
Oh, were you scared? Oh,
panties in my pocket, but you never touched my rocket.
So yeah, I knew you could do
it. How did it happen?
By the way, hold on one sec. Hey, honey, Tommy says you never touched my rocket. But it's 2:45 in the morning. I'm holding my wife's panties, driving down West Henrietta Road, trying
panties
to figure out.
Panties wet on
out.
The wheel. Any love.
So, like, at first, I pull them out, and I giggled. I'm like, why am I holding my panties? And then immediately, panic set in. Like, first off, thank God I found them in that moment. How uncomfortable.
Could you imagine, like, going into your pocket to get something, and that falls out in front of us?
Oh, I'm not even talking about cop. If I'm in this room,
and
I reach in my pocket, and I pull out a pair of my wife's panties in
you're
front of
you. You're immediately going to act guilty just because you're so confused.
I wouldn't know what to think.
What, you wouldn't want to... It would bother you that I was holding my wife's panties?
No, but well, I'm not sure they're your wife's panties.
Yes. Oh.
I don't know that. Oh. All of a sudden, that would be so disturbing.
Be yeah.
My mind would not go, those are your wife's panties.
So it's funny you bring that up. So I put them on my passenger seat in the car, but then that exact thought hit my head.
Right.
I freaked out thinking my wife would think these were another woman's panties because my wife has 1,000 pairs of underwear.
Right.
They just look like standard undies any woman would have had.
But she would have to, remember she... Put them there.
Yes, I know, and that's what I mean. Like, if I put those on my front seat or they fall down and I forget they're there, she gets in my car, finds these panties. I go, no, they're yours. I didn't take my panties off in your car. Now we got a situation, right? So I put them back in the inner pocket with a zipper to bring them home.
So you stuff them back in the exact same pocket.
Well, I put them in the inner pocket zipper pocket so they didn't fall out because I also didn't want to walk around and have a pair of panties fall in
my
pocket.
You got to secure them panties.
So that night, she gets home from work and I ask her what the hell happens. And my wife is always on the move. And she has to do changing in the middle of the day.
Mm.
She's a dermatologist, for those who don't know. Mm. So she'll have to go from, like, scrubs to professional wear, then to, like, warm stuff to meet me at the rink for a hockey game or, like, stuff to work out in the gym.
But she has to get out of her undergarments and everything?
I guess. So that's what she explained to me. She goes, I must have been changing, taken the panties, put them in your pocket, and then just forgot they were there.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right?
And I was looking at her strange, because exactly what you said, I was like, this is, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. She's like, no, this happens all the time. I leave underwear in all kinds of pockets.
Okay.
And I was like, that's strange. And she started like getting like frustrated with me. No, it's a common thing. Like women, you don't understand. Like you know, guys, you can just like take your pants off. Nobody. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Ladies, do you keep track of all of your panties at all times? Or is my wife the only lady with rogue panties turning up in strange
panties
places?
Panties in all places.
Because panties are expensive.
Yeah, these did look like expensive panties.
Are.
Yeah.
But they ain't cheap.
They were all lacy.
Oh, you pay for that lace.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, all that extra labor.
He is so uncomfortable right now because he's got 1,000 jokes, but he doesn't want to talk about my
wife's
panties.
I know, because it's your wife.
You bitch ass bitch. I demand you talk about my wife's panties. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Don't know about panties.
What? Okay.
She knows about britches.
Have you ever left your panties / britches in places you forgot about?
I guess the only time I would even be changing in like a weird place is if I had to go somewhere else after this where I'm changing, but I wouldn't even be changing my underwear.
Yeah, unless it's dropped ass.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
So
like,
what, you think my wife dropped ass?
No.
And that's why she had to. Wait, no, hold on one sec. Let me get
the only
phone.
Time.
Hey, honey,
okay.
Tommy wants to know if you dropped ass. And
you can't drop ass through lace.
One of the worst Don Henley songs of all time. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
If you're going to the gym, maybe like you'd leave them
gym
in a bag or your car or something where I could see like, yeah, maybe you'd have a change of clothes. That's
hold
kind
on.
Of
I got to put on my shooter panties.
Well,
play some hoop down to Y.
Well, no, you wouldn't wear underwear with leggings and a lot of workout stuff.
So you go without panties when you work out?
Depending on like what kind of stuff you work out in. Most of it you're not wearing underwear with.
Cotton panel?
Oh my God! Now I'm uncomfortable.
Are you interested in that answer?
Well, we're having a conversation.
Yes, I mean it's like almost got like built-in underwear in a way. Like
but it's got
built,
a panel
it's
for
built
your vagina.
To have like you, so you're not supposed to wear underwear with it.
Yeah. I'm just saying you got to have something down there because you're gonna sweat.
Yeah,
something's got to catch it.
Or you just got swamp crotch. I mean, I don't know.
Running shorts will have like the built-in kind of underwear.
Yeah,
liner.
Yeah. Okay.
That stuff's got to be rank as hell.
So,
boy.
Yeah, I guess maybe would be a.
That stuff's got to be rank as hell if you ain't
well,
wearing
you wash
no panties.
It after you.
No, what I'm saying.
I gotta make another text.
I mean, how gross do you
her
think?
Her cotton panty panel smell like a cocker spaniel. I am loaded up today. What else you got? Come on, kid.
But I guess that's how you could easily
I'm doing my greatest hits.
Leave underwear in weird places.
All right.
Like a side pocket. Like a side pocket of your bag or something, you know? Right, you forgot you put it there.
So that's how her panties ended
up
in my Puffy Vest pocket.
This is all new to me.
Look, you and me both. I was stunned. I'm holding my wife's panties at 2:30 in the morning driving to work.
You don't do that, though? Because like, I'm thinking my husband, like he makes like multiple wardrobe changes a day, and his laundry and his clothes are everywhere.
But you ever find like rogue underwear in a weird area?
He leaves it all over the living room. Like,
no, but outside of the house or
in his truck. I'm sure he has changes of clothes in his truck.
Would you be alarmed if you found
that thing's got to be bigger than a Trump flag? Make America sweat again.
Would you be alarmed if you found a dirty pair of your husband's underwear on the floor of his truck? Would that alarm you?
No, I'm telling you, it happens. Like he leaves his stuff everywhere.
Soiled ass britches.
Okay, between rogue pairs of underwear and chapstick, which seems to be unlimited to this kid.
Okay, kid, it's your husband. This kid.
Like my husband and his friends, is this a dude thing too? Like you keep chapstick in like every pocket. Like even his buddy left chapstick at our house, and I go, "Oh, you
what
left?"
The hell
were
they
I go.
It's really weird. I keep finding my husband's dirty underwear all over, and his buddy and his chapstick.
Hey, you want to swap britches? Yeah, I need some chapstick.
It was in our couch, and I go, "Oh, you left your
sitting on the couch swapping."
I go, "You left your chapstick in the couch." He goes, "Oh no, that's Mike's chapstick." I go, "You know the difference in chapsticks." Chapstick in the dryer. There's chapstick everywhere.
I will say that I do
unlimited amounts of chapstick.
I've got three different types of chapstick in my laptop.
I don't think he's ever actually
chapstick
finished
on
chapstick.
The couch. Run, boy, run. Bridges sting like a rising sun.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm driving to work the other day. I got my puffy vest on. I go into my pocket as I'm driving at 2:45 in the morning, and I pulled out a pair of my wife's panties. I'm on West Henry Road, driving down the street, trying to figure out why my wife's panties are in my pocket. And after I slow down and think this through, I put them back in my pocket so my wife doesn't think I have another pair of woman's panties in my car. I ask her when she gets home from work, and she's like, yeah, I'm changing all the time. Scrubs to business wear to gym stuff into warm stuff to go meet you at the rink, and I must have put them in your vest pocket because she'll wear my vests and sweatshirts all the time and forgot they were there. And then I was like, kind of like, that's weird. And she was like, no. And that's the end of that argument.
Yeah.
My wife does this with a lot of clothes.
Like, wear some of your clothes?
Well, not just wearing, but just abandoning them in strange places. Oh. And this has to be a woman thing. And gentlemen, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If she steals one of my hoodies, which she does all the time, and it is the biggest issue in our marriage, if it gets warm and the hoodie comes off, right, that will live in my car for weeks.
You just toss it in there?
Yeah, she just throws it in my back seat, and it will be there forever. She just leaves it there. Or even worse, if she steals like a hoodie of mine, and she always takes my favorite ones. She always takes the most comfortable favorite hoodies. She'll wear it, and I'll go like 1 or 2 weeks where I can't find one of my favorite hoodies, and I don't know where it is. And then I'll ask her, where is it? Where is it? I don't know. I'll open up her car. Three of my favorite hoodies are in the back seat of the car. She's just like taking stuff off and chucking it everywhere. Like she's a power forward checking into a Nets game.
Right. So does your wife, she wears perfume, right? So do they smell like her perfume for like weeks afterwards?
Yes. Because she like wears like, she likes traditional perfume, as she puts it.
Mm. Yes, the Chanel.
No. Why are you making a smile?
No, I was waiting for Tommy to say something.
Well, it's either Chanel or Dior.
No. It's like, so there's this new thing.
He wants to say old lady perfume.
I did not say that. There's this new thing, and Kimmy, I know you're a part of this, where there are these like tiny companies, right, that make these like unique scented perfumes, like the way they used to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's supposed to be healthier. Less chemicals.
She has some squirty things. We're talking about the perfume, right?
Maybe.
Okay. But yeah, like, so yeah, it smells like, it's like pale gray lake. All over my boxing hoodie. This is great. This is going to smell great when I show up and see all the guys at the gym. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to James. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Good. Am I too late for a panty story?
Go nuts, buddy.
Well, I got a package from my girlfriend who moved from Florida, and we kind of broke up, but she sent me a package one day, and I'm opening the mail. I'm on the couch. And she sent me a pair of leopard skin panties of hers. And somebody was at the door, so I just jammed them down in the couch.
Okay.
2 years later, my wife finds them. Mm-hmm. I get home from work, and she's got the panties. And I told her the story, and she said, I take the cushions off the couch every 6 months and clean. They were never there.
By the way, I think your girlfriend had the same deal with her panties.
She takes them off every 6 months.
Jeez.
So wait, James.
So he's got Florida panties and his New York couch.
James, look, man, I want to believe you here. There is no way the story... Like, either you're going to tell me your wife...
I feel like maybe we're missing some details.
She moved the couch every 6 months, somehow didn't find the panties in the couch.
Well, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
He broke up with this woman.
Yes.
She moves to Florida.
Yeah.
She decides she's going to send a pair of her panties...
Damn right.
...to him.
Leopard skin.
...to lure him
leopard
back.
Print.
Is that what happened, James? She was trying to get you back with some leopard skin panties?
With some soul panties.
I don't know.
All right. No, you know, actually,
I already had another girlfriend, so I don't know if she's trying to get me back or not.
I got another batch of panties cooking up in the kitchen right now, man.
So, James, what happened with your wife?
But didn't talk to me for a couple of weeks, and finally, it just passed.
That passed?
Wow.
She found rogue panties, and that passed.
Yeah, she don't care anymore.
What? I was innocent.
Okay, James.
No, James was innocent.
You think so? Kimmy, thanks. Or, I'm sorry, James, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'm going through the scenario in my head.
All right.
If my wife found her own panties in my car and didn't recognize them as her panties, because that is a possibility with the amount of underwear that she has.
And a lot of them all look the same.
How that would have played out.
Is this going to get complicated with your daughters eventually? Because I would think at some point a dad of daughters, you have to deal with the fact that like all underwear looks the same.
I don't go near the female laundry in my house.
What about laundry?
So we all do our own laundry.
Wait, the kids too?
Really?
Well, I mean, my wife will do the kids' laundry. Okay. Right?
So you don't touch the girls?
I don't know. I'm not going near any intimate stuff because I have heard horror stories from other dads.
About what?
I'm telling you. I mean, they're probably going to shop at the same place as your wife shops, so all the underwear is going to look the same.
So I had a buddy of mine he was doing laundry, and he found a pair of panties that he thought were his wife's. And he went to her and ooh, when'd you get these?
Oh,
and
no.
She's like, those aren't mine. They were his 16-year-old daughters. That's what I mean. I ain't going near none dad son.
Yeah.
By the way, all right, can I ask a question that's going to sound pervy, but I'm sincerely
asking? No.
Kimmy, how do you wash your panties?
In the laundry machine?
Okay. So,
by the river.
What do you mean? Do you think
river.
I hand wash them?
Now the water's ruined. What are you going
to
say?
You think I hand wash
My wife hand washes some panties.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Because those are expensive ones.
Well, I don't know. I'm convinced. I love my wife. I love my wife.
You do have to be careful with, to your point, lace and stuff like that in the dryer. That can ruin it. But I think you could put them all in the laundry machine.
Okay. Well, I mean, do we trust my wife more or do we trust Kimmy more with panty care?
Your delicates.
Well, because she likes sometimes.
Yeah, there's a delicate cycle on the wash.
No, I understand.
She's got the little vagina picture on the dial.
Wait, your face is on my dryer? That little vagina over there, Tommy Mulay. No, because my wife will also we have our little laundry room off the side, right, walking into the garage, and she'll hang her panties to dry, but then she'll forget they're there, so we'll have people coming over, and it hasn't happened yet where anyone's, but I gotta
shut the door.
Yeah, or pull them all down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would it be weird? Would you be freaked out if you saw my wife's panties hanging when you walked into the door?
Yeah.
Bra,
I said something I'm prepared for when I'm coming over your house.
Would you say something?
No, of course not.
So you just quietly stare at my wife's panties?
No, I just run by the room.
That's what you just said.
Well, I saw them. I wasn't looking for them.
Well, you saw.
Hey, where's that panty room?
How do you see without looking?
I see, but I don't see.
Well, really?
And I wasn't prepared to see.
Talking awfully fast, are you perf? We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Breakroom Facebook page. Again, I'm driving to work the other day, 2:45 in the morning, reach into my vest pocket, my puffy vest pocket, pull out a pair of my wife's panties, and didn't know how they got there. I was very confused, panicked, because I thought my wife would think if I left them in the car, they were someone else's panties. Went home, confronted her with said panties, held them up like this, too.
Delicately.
How did these get here?
All right. Like that. All right.
And she's like, I'm always changing. I had your vest on, da-da-da-da, panties in the pocket, pocket full of sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa writes, I keep panties, socks, hats, and a coat in my husband's car. I have them just in case I need them when we're out. I also have them there just in case of the small chance another woman is in the car so she sees I've marked my territory.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But you need all that in your husband's
That's
car
a lot.
For what?
Keeping a car.
What do you expect is going to happen when you go out with your husband where you're going to need
better change
that
of
much
socks.
Underwear. Man, that's one hell of a blowout. Got down to your ankles.
I guess, if you, I don't know, could it be, pouring outside, your socks get wet?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't hurt that. I keep an extra coat in my car and an extra hoodie in my car.
I don't keep extra undergarments in my car.
Neither do I. I've never done that. But I do find it funny, she keeps it in there to mark her territory?
It means, she thinks her husband's cheating on her.
Do all
or work? He just comes in with so many hot women.
There's no guarantee that that's going to stop anything from happening.
No.
Because that woman may know already.
No, I get what you're saying. I love Kimmy. She's so confident. I wouldn't have to do something like that because I'm so
I just
hot.
Don't.
I'll wash my panties in the river.
I just don't think it would prevent what you think it's going to prevent.
No, I agree with you there. Do other women keep panties, extra panties, just
in
case?
I guess there are people that keep, there are just people that keep a lot in their car in general. So it would make sense that you keep an extra pair of everything in there at all times.
All right, maybe
shoes,
this,
whatever.
Maybe this one's a little more reasonable. Jessica writes us on Facebook. Jessica. I always keep an extra pair of panties in my purse. Once they fell out at Tops, I didn't realize it, and a man tapped me on the shoulder and handed back my panties. I was so embarrassed.
Wait, she keeps a spare in her purse for what?
Is that a common thing, Kimmy? Spare pair of panties?
I don't think so, but I can also understand.
Not wearing panties would be good.
No, I'm saying you had a little action at lunch. You got
Oh, so you're saying panties showing up in weird places is skanky?
No, I'm saying
because I found my wife's panties in my puffy.
But she's got a bullpen of panties in her purse.
Give me the lefty.
It could also be in case you get your period unexpectedly, something like that.
You did what?
If you get your period unexpectedly.
Did you hear? You were like a 60s cartoon.
So you would keep a pair of period panties.
That's why I feel like
panties.
I have to whisper it. What?
So you'd have a pair of period panties in your purse.
No. In case something happens and you're like, oh, crap. Like, I got to go home and you don't have to go home and change. Well,
but this would be some raggedy panties.
Well, I don't know.
No, it could just be a regular pair of
But you ain't, you ain't throwing nice panties over your period. You got a Japanese flag going on over there?
Did you just say you ain't throwing nice panties over your period? It's one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
It'd be like seeing like a crime scene. You don't throw the good sheets over the guy.
I do have an honest question because you're talking about like... I'll let it breathe. I'm listening.
Okay. Like them panties, you gotta let them breathe.
I do have a question because you're talking about like women like being embarrassed by like a, you know, their underwear falling out of their purse, whatever, or seeing it in the laundry room. But don't you think like guys would be more judgy of underwear than, or like more afraid of their underwear being seen than women? Because like, what if you find out like a buddy's like a whitey tighties kind of guy?
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Well, because like I feel like guys are very picky about what type of underwear they wear.
If you are a whitey tighty guy, I would be self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
But then again, if you're a whitey tighty guy, you may not know what a psychopath you look like.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will say this. You learn lessons throughout life.
Oh, sure.
Right? So like when I was a kid, you know, our house was not a home. It was the opposite of Luther Vandross. Okay. This house is not a home.
All right. Yeah.
There's a hole in the roof. My white socks keep turning brown even when they're clean walking around in them. So like every time I would wear white socks, they would become like brown on the bottom.
Right. Okay. Because the floors were rough.
Exactly. So I only wear black socks because I was really self-conscious as a kid.
Because you're shooting a porn in the 70s?
Dirty sock kid.
Yes. I hated being dirty sock kid. Yeah. It was like the trashiest thing ever. Yeah. I also remember, like, you get a skid mark every when my parents made me wear whitey tighties. Yeah. You would get the skid marks.
They show up the skids.
Okay, so I only wear dark underwear just in case now. So, like, because of that, I am not self-conscious at all. Like, nothing's going to show up on my socks or underwear because
black. Okay, all right, that's good.
I also feel like some guys are really bad at replacing their underwear. Like, you guys will wear those things until there are holes.
Oh, yeah.
And then past that until, like, the holes now become a problem.
Yeah,
like,
no, I do that. Yeah.
Okay.
The underwear I'm wearing right now has a hole in the pee thing.
The pee thing?
But just buy new underwear.
No, because I like these ones. No, so I got the you know, the pant where you, like, pull open the door.
The
front door got caught in my zipper. So
you ripped it?
Yeah, so there's still fabric there, but there's a hole in the front, but I like the really comfortable boxer briefs.
Let them go.
Yeah. Won't do it. I won't let you go. 252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Talking panties. Bill's on CMF. Hey, Billy Boy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, this is going somewhere. What's up, Bill?
So, I keep a pair of boxers in my glove box in my car all the time.
Okay.
Because one time I sharted and I'm driving around and had to go to a Target to replace it.
I don't think that's a bad policy. I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
So, the good thing, my wife was borrowing my car one time, got pulled over. She opened up the glove box to get the registration out, and the boxers fell out, and the cop laughed so hard, he let her go.
Hey, there you go. It all worked out. No, I mean, I think that Bill, now that Bill says that, that's maybe that's something.
Guys
that
crapped themselves?
Well, no. Just
accidentally?
Just period. Yeah. Not having a period, like as in doing it. You've been on a road trip where like you're afraid you're going to pee your pants?
Mm-hmm.
Having that extra pair of boxers and maybe like a pair of sweatpants in
the
car.
I never did, though.
It's not the worst idea. Yeah. Bill, you sharted, but you still... You sharted, but you still kept the pants you were wearing on, though. You can't tell me there wasn't some leakage through those boxers.
Oh, you know there was.
Yeah, possibly, but it was better than going commando.
Okay, good call. Bill, thanks for the call, buddy.
Doing the brown dash in Walmart.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh boy, somebody plunked down a whole bunch of money for some baseball history.
So, real whopper.
It's the most ever spent.
For a ball?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that high.
And, like, here's the thing, man. There's no guarantee that this is the greatest thing he ever does.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a new record for the most expensive baseball ever sold.
Wow.
So, the Yankees will be taking on the Dodgers. Opening night is tomorrow in Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles. And for those who don't follow baseball, the Dodgers are being led by a man named Shohei Ohtani. Mm. Shohei Ohtani may go down is the greatest baseball player ever. He pitches, he hits, he steals bases.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. Everything you can do, he does. And
he looks
it.
Like he's having fun, too.
Yes. Yeah. This year, he had the first ever 50-50 season. He had 50 home runs, and he stole 50 bases. It's never happened before in Major League Baseball history. And the ball that marked his 50th home run was auctioned off earlier this week. Do you want to guess what the ball went for?
Well, he's Japanese.
What does that have to do with the money?
Because Japanese businessmen love to collect American memorabilia.
Oh, my God.
Especially if it's been touched by the homeland. So I'm going to say a Japanese businessman spent $2
million. $2 million. Kimmy, have you seen the story?
I've not, actually, no.
Do you want to take a shot?
It's just, is it a suite? Like, how much? Is it like one ticket?
What? The baseball.
Oh, the baseball. Sorry, I was reading something.
Well, you know your show is doing really well when one third of the room isn't listening to it. I'm just going to tell you.
We average about two thirds of the room listening at all times.
Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 ball went for $4.39 million. So it broke the previous record of $3 million. You want to guess which ball that was?
What were the Pete Rose's like? No, it wouldn't be.
It had to be
Rose.
Something recent, right?
Mark McGuire's 70th home run ball, 1998.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So, by the way, Barry Bonds broke that record. His ball did not go above Mark McGuire's price, both of them on steroids.
Well,
by the way. But it's just funny. It's just funny. Like, Mark McGuire will pay for it, not Barry Bonds. He broke the rules. So, it's hard to imagine that record will ever be broken, although I'm going to sound really stupid probably in 2 years when that record gets broken. But the reason they talk about it going so high, first of all, Shohei Ohtani is beloved by everybody.
Yes.
He is everyone's All-American. Well, All-Japanese-American. It's the first ever, but it's also not easily replicated. Like, we kind of knew the home run record would get broken again after Mark McGuire did it. It was just a matter of time. What Shohei Ohtani did this year may be impossible even for him because he's going to go back to pitching. He didn't pitch this year, so he may not be able to hit 50 and 50 because he'd be pitching. But most importantly, the sports collectible market right now is out of control.
Why? Like, why right now?
I don't know. It's been since COVID, and it's like dipped and raised and dipped and raised, but people are spending stupid money. Stupid money on everything that is game used, game touched.
So they say who bought it?
We do not have record. A guy named Chuck, Japanese businessman Chuck.
Wait, Chuck Yamamoto?
Chuck Yamamoto. No, I don't have any information about the purchaser.
Because I got it. So I saw this thing. This guy is so huge in Japan that 80% of the 80% of the Japanese tourists that come to this country go to a Dodger game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay,
80% of the tourists.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That country is 125 million people.
I mean, if we're going to talk sociological now, right, cultural.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we know that American influence weighs big in certain countries.
Well, Japanese love their baseball.
Exactly, yeah. Right? So the fact that not only is he homegrown, right. but he may go down as the best baseball player that ever lived, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Perfect sense.
It's insane.
And here's the thing, man. I love watching this guy. He's making me watch full baseball games.
I've only seen the highlights.
Bro, I'm telling you. So Fox knows, or TBS, whoever's broadcasting the games, they know what a draw he is. And you noticed it during NFL football a couple weeks ago when the Dodgers were playing during NFL games. A graphic would show up to let you know how far away Ohtani was from being at the plate.
Oh, really?
And when you watch...
Was he going for the record
at
that
point? This was just in the playoffs. Game. This was just to watch his at-bat. Jeez. And, bro, I am sitting through entire games. The games have been great. Mm. But I will admit, I'm sitting through entire games just to see Ohtani at the plate 4 to 5 times. Yeah. And it's worth it every single time.
All right, I'm watching.
Like, he's a good-looking guy. Yeah. He's a big dude. He plays baseball like we've never seen before. And he's charming, even though he doesn't really speak the language.
Yeah.
Like, he's unspoken charming.
Mm. Yeah, which is hard to pull off in a lot of ways.
It's awesome.
And I think that baseball had a couple things going for it, too, especially in the playoffs. Because if you watched any of the I think it was the Padres games, they kind of became, like, the villains of baseball for a little while. Like they were chirping at the crowd. Yep, yep. They were just doing everything that baseball traditionalists hate about new players and things like that. I was like, that's going to be a team that's also going to help grow baseball if they continue down that path of like just being jerks.
But I think you also bring up another reason why Shohei is so beloved. Again, we're talking about the record set for the most expensive baseball ever sold. The 50th home run ball from Shohei Ohtani's 50 home run, 50 stolen base season this year just was sold for $4.39 million. The most important thing to baseball nerds.
What's that?
Play the game the right way.
Yeah.
The guy plays the game the right way.
Right.
He's humble. He keeps his head down. He's not someone who's going to try and show somebody else up. He gets along with everybody else on the field.
So where did he play it in the Japanese leagues?
Yes.
And then came over. So he's not technically a rookie, or
no. Well, I mean, he's been in the league for like 6 years.
Oh, he has?
5-6 years. Yeah, he played with the Angels for multiple years.
That's what sucks sometimes about some of the biggest stars in baseball is you don't really get to see them play all that much just because a lot of the times they do end up on either teams that aren't good or teams on the West Coast where you're probably not tuning in super late to watch those games.
Not to mention the team he was on, the Angels, were terrible, which is insane for the year, for multiple years. Yeah. They had Shohei Ohtani.
Mike Trout.
Two of the best baseball players really missed out. Yeah. And they didn't even make the playoffs. It was insane.
Damn. Yeah.
So I can't wait for tomorrow night. It's the first time in a long time where I am like pumped about the World Series.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an inning. That's all I can do, man.
I'm telling you, man, once you see that kid at the plate, you're going to keep watching.
But if he doesn't do it every time, I'm out.
Oh, my God.
He's not going to do it every time.
You make the Hall of Fame. You're the greatest player of all time doing it 4 out of 10.
You would have loved those Padres games.
Yeah, he really would.
Oh, because the guys are dicks. It's like why I love to watch the Phoenix Open on golf because they're such jerks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.